Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries again today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, I praise you and worship you and thank you for the privilege to teach your word. I praise you and thank you for this word, to think that we can be blessed and have this magnificent, complete book, the Owner's Manual, so that we can read it and study it and learn who we are, what we can do, and what we're supposed to do, and what you will do, and so we can know you and know the wonderful things you will do. So I praise you and worship you for the word, and as it goes out today, I ask you to bless it to the hearts and minds of everyone that hears it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we're in 1 Peter chapter 2. We're going to start in verse 10 today. In verse 10 it says, "Which in times past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." Now he's telling us there that we, right now, the verse above that, verse 9, says we are a chosen generation now that we become children of the King. We are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we should show forth the praise of Him who hath called us out of darkness, or out of the kingdom of hell, into the marvelous light of the kingdom of heaven. And in times past, we were not even a people, but are now the people of God. What a privilege to think that we were out there digging in the trash cans, nothing in spiritual world. We had nothing. We were lost and headed to hell. We were children of the devil, and we belonged to the enemy. And God, in His infinite grace and mercy, He sent His Son that He could come and die on that cross so that anybody at any time could come to Christ. There is no longer a sin problem on the earth, only a sinner problem on the earth. Any sinner can come to Christ at any time and accept Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, and can be saved and be delivered out of the kingdom of darkness and translated into the kingdom of light and become this magnificent chosen generation. What a privilege. What a blessing. Oh, what a blessing it is to become the people of God and to have obtained this wonderful mercy that we have. Oh, what a blessing this is. In verse 11, Peter says, "Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves to every ordinance or every regulation of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well." Now, think about submitting yourself to the king as supreme. In other words, you can take this as the King of Glory. Submit yourself to the Lord. Be obedient to His word. And that's, if you want to walk in His power, you're most definitely going to have to submit yourselves to every ordinance or regulation or the freedom of the Word of God. Today, as Christians in faith, we are not under the law at all, but we're walking in grace. But under grace, grace has a more stringent requirement than the law did. Under the law, you could commit adultery and be guilty of it. Under the law, you could kill a person and be guilty of it. But under grace, you can just get angry with your brother without a cause, and you can be guilty of murder. Or you can look at a woman to lust after her in your heart and be guilty of adultery. So grace, to walk in grace, has a greater requirement than the law. So, but you can do it. because of the Holy Ghost. Now, you couldn't do it without the Holy Ghost. You couldn't even walk under the law because you didn't have the Holy Ghost. But today we have the Holy Ghost, so we can walk in this now because we have the Holy Ghost. But not only are we supposed to submit ourselves to every ordinance and be subject unto the king as supreme, but it says also unto governors or all of the governing organization. You mean that means that a Christian is not supposed to steal out of someone's store? Absolutely, that's what that means. You're not supposed to break the speed limit? Absolutely, that's what that means. So if we're supposed to yield to all the governing agencies, that means we're supposed to pay our income tax. You're supposed to pay what you're legally supposed to pay. You're not supposed to cheat, but you are to take every deduction that you possibly can, because it is the right and the freedom of the American citizen. They give you a set of rules and codes to go by. You are to pay your taxes, but you are to declare every deduction you possibly can so you don't pay more than you're supposed to. But when it comes to driving, how many Christians continuously drive faster than the speed limit? And they say, that's okay, I've got a radar detector. No, as a Christian, you should never have a radar detector. You should obey the laws of the land, and you should stay within the confines of the speed limit. Now, if it says a school zone is 20 or 30, whatever it says, you should obey that. It says if the highway speed is 65 or 70 or whatever it is where you live, then you're not supposed to go beyond those limits. The Lord clearly says here, submit yourselves to every regulation or ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers. Now then, since the governing agencies are out there, if you are a Christian and you are breaking the law, speeding, and a police officer stops you, one of these governing agencies, they are sent for the punishment of the evildoer. Now, if you're breaking the law, are you an evildoer? Yes, you are. So if you're driving 80 and the speed limit 60 and one of those guys catches you, you're going to pay the consequence. So how do you keep from paying the consequence? Drive the speed limit or below. How do you do that? You present yourself or submit yourself unto the regulations of the land. You do not break them. As Christians, we of all people should live within the rules of our governing agencies. Now, whatever you do, do the best you can to do that, because when you do that, you will bring glory and honor to the Lord. Because it says here in verse 15, for so is the will of God, that with well doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. So if you obey, you will put to silence the ignorance of the foolish men. Now then, how many times have you went out to witness to someone, if you have done this, and I trust you have, because if you have not been out witnessing and ministering to people, you're disobedient to the Great Commission. The Lord said we're to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I mean every creature. And he says here, for as free, after in verse 16, as free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. Now then, we are free as Christians. We have this liberty to do anything we want to do as Christians. But if you're led by the Holy Spirit, you won't never do anything that's against your brother. You won't do anything that ever breaks the laws or the rules of the land. But he says, now, since you are free, being as free, but not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. So, just like a lady walked into my church the other day, and she said, my mother asked me to have you pray for her. I said, what's wrong with your mother? So I said, where is your mother? She said, well, she's at home. She didn't want to come. I said, is she sick? She said, no. I said, and what do you want me to pray for? She said, my mother said to pray. She'd heard you say that if two of you on earth agreed about anything, the Lord would do it. I said, well, that's true. That's in Matthew 18:19. She said, my mother said, would you pray for her that she'd win the lottery? I said, absolutely no, I will not. I said, you're not supposed to be gambling. I said, when you do that, you're wasting God's money, and no Christian should ever waste a nickel on a lottery. I said, if you want to get some good return on your investment, give it to the poor and needy. I said, if you got a few extra dollars, give it to someone that's in need. And I said, I guarantee the Lord says if you'll give, it will be given unto you. So I can guarantee you, you'll prosper much more by giving into God's kingdom somewhere than you will by giving into the devil's kingdom through the lottery. Now then, it says that verse 17 says, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, that's a bunch of Christians, fear God. Now, of course, that's the beginning of wisdom. When you get a hold of the fact of who God is, you will fear him. I guarantee, because all he would have to do with just any little thing, and you could be gone. It would be that simple to take you out. Nobody would ever even know where you went. That's how easy it would be for God to take us out of the world. But since he loves us, he wants to do good things for us. Love him and honor him and love the brethren, and you will have a greater life. Verse 18 clearly says, servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to them that are froward or harsh. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear. We are to be subject to them, and not only to those that do good to you and are gentle, but those that are also very harsh. For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endures grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it if when you be buffeted for your faults, you should take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. So, whenever you're buffeted or reprimanded or whatever, be gentle. Regardless, especially if you haven't done anything wrong, don't retaliate. Just be gentle and kind and press on toward the mark of the high calling of God. I'd like to invite you to call me at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. I'll be happy to send you these teachings. Or if you contact us on the web, you can see all of our speaking engagements and everything's all there on the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can listen to these programs and all the programs since the last 6 months. You can listen to them over again. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.